As we draw near to the end of the liturgical year, in a few more weeks, we begin this theme of Jesus returning in his glory, Jesus returning in his glory, being prepared to welcome him when he comes. We see that the days of the Son of Man, Jesus is speaking about, are days like Noah and of Lot. When we hear that, we'll understand that it is a moment of life and death. And that to cling to something, to cling to anything other than the ark, was going to be a bad idea for Noah and his family. You see a kind of an echo of that first reading, the difference between the wise and the foolish. And the foolish, they are able to see God's goodness and all of the beauty and the power and things that are in creation around them, but we're not able to discern to him. They thought and they saw life in the things that God created, but they didn't see the Creator. They saw the beauty of his artistry and his work, but failed to see the artist. We see that the situation of Noah is that people were clinging to the things around them, thinking that this will give to them life. There was nothing they could cling to when the floods came. All that they thought that they possessed life in was wiped away and gone. The situation of Lot, you know, people were just doing their day. They were doing their thing. Was it payday? I don't know. They were doing their thing, and the next thing you know, Lot, his wife, and his two daughters left Sodom. The fire and brimstone fell from the heavens and destroyed the whole town. Jesus' coming, just to be clear, is not a doomsday sentence for us. You understand that, right? We actually look forward to Jesus coming in his glory. When he comes in his glory, we will go out to meet him. But for those that are not ready, who were drawing from the things of this world, drawing life from it, unable to see the one who had given it all, it will be a moment like the flood. It will be a moment like the destruction of Sodom. Because it will end. The moment for decision will end. It is an immediate moment. The difference between trying to preserve our life or, you know, the actions that we would do in order to have life. Nothing in this world gives life apart from Jesus. He is the source of all life. So to cling to anything apart from him is folly. We see at the end, you know, he's talking about one being taken, one left, one being taken, one left. And they say, where, Lord? Where are they going to be taken? And he says something so simple. Where the body is, that's where the vultures gather. That's where death is. All that we would do, all that we would cling to preserve the body, wherever the body is, that's where the vultures will gather. There's only death there, not life. Brothers and sisters, the gospel text today doesn't mean that we cannot recognize beauty in the world, appreciate it for what it is. But we have to see through it to something better said, to someone greater than all. And all of these things of creation, they are an attribute, a witness, a work of the one who wants to bring life and light to all. But it is him who ultimately is that source. So, for us, cling to the Lord. To have him is to have everything. If you have everything but not him, you have nothing. If you have everything but not him, you have nothing. There is an eternal offering that is given to us, an eternal gift. And it is so much greater, my brothers and sisters, than the present situations of our day today. If you looked at your day-to-day in order to determine whether or not God loves you, that's a rough go. Because your day and the things that happen of a single day are nothing compared to his love. Nothing compared to the life that he offers to you. So, cling to him. And don't be afraid. Be in relationship with him. Be reconciled to him. And don't be afraid. You have life in him. Amen.